Now that 800 workers at Columbus Castings know the century-old plant will not be reopening, they're looking for work. WOSU caught up with two former employees who've unexpectedly found themselves in the job market. In Robert Brown's living room, his welding license hangs in a frame on the wall.
Buckeye Steel Casting Division of Worthington Industries.
That's a welding license.
And what is the year that that was given in?
1998, I believe.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
98.
Yeah,
you know, so, wow. You know, yeah. All right.
Robert worked at Columbus Castings, formerly called Buckeye Steel, for 17 years. The work was hard, 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, but he loved it. He thought he'd retire there, but he never imagined at 59 that he'd be looking for work.
You know, it's hard, but you know, what can you do? I'm just keep doing it every day until I get something.
Robert and his wife, Brenda, were watching the news when they found out the plant had closed for good.
He was so...
I was really hurt, you know.
He was so hurt and disgusted and angry. He said, I can't believe they taken that company away from us.
The timing was bad. Brenda lost her job earlier this year, and the couple is getting by on Robert's unemployment checks. They applied for food stamps and Medicaid, but were denied. They're not sure why. For the past 4 months, they've been looking for work together, driving to job fairs and interviews and budgeting every gallon of gas.
He goes out and he thinks he has to go twice a day, and sometimes I'm like, okay, then that's going to cut us back with our gas, and so we're not going to be able to do this on this day and this day.
Robert wants to find work again as a welder. He shows me a thick leather folder filled with business cards and copies of his resume. He keeps a list of local companies where he's applied to work. If he doesn't get a callback, he writes nothing next to their name.
So I see many more nothings than interview. I see one interview and mostly nothings.
Yeah.
In central Ohio, the number of manufacturing jobs is on the rise, though it remains below pre-recession levels. Today, there are about 70,000 manufacturing jobs. That's 10,000 fewer than in 2006. Robert and Brenda say they feel the tight market.
I put an application and I ain't getting no call.
You're shaking your head over here.
So I'm shaking my head
because I don't understand.
We're wondering why.
Yeah.
Why they're not calling.
Joe Young at the Central Ohio Workforce Investment Corporation says they've helped some 300 of the former Columbus Castings employees look for new jobs. Like Robert Brown, a lot of them are older. But Young says, unlike other sectors of the job market, manufacturers aren't just looking to hire millennials.
In this case, in manufacturing, it's a little bit different. Employers are really looking for those folks with experience that can hit the ground running.
Christopher Lawson was also an employee at Columbus Castings. He worked as a janitor, but says in his case, being older is a disadvantage. He also has a bad ankle and walks with a slight limp. He says he's had job offers, but they wanted him to work 12-hour days.
I'm 57 years old, you know. I really can't. I'm not saying I can't do it, but it would be a real strain on my health.
Like a lot of Columbus Castings workers, Lawson hasn't had to look for a job in a long time, almost a decade, and the job market has changed. Lawson says he's never needed a computer to find a job.
You know, everything now is online. You got to know how to work a computer. Everybody's... You know, once you learn the computer, and I'm still having a hard time with that.
Lawson hopes he can find a job before his unemployment benefits run out. Each week, he goes to job fairs. Some are just for seniors, like him.
Then they said she got another job fair coming up this Tuesday. I'll be there. You know, somebody call me with the right position, and if I can handle it, I'll go for it.
He knows he won't make $14.75 an hour like he did at the steel plant. Most jobs he sees pay just $11 an hour. But he just needs something to help him get by. Esther Honig, WOSU News.